is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia responds to new U.S. sanctions. The U.S. Senate has voted decisively to approve a new package of stiff financial sanctions against Russia, Iran, and North Korea. Ben Cardin is a Democratic U.S. senator from the state of Maryland.
That's a strong message that the United States Senate is united, that we will take tough action against Russia for their attack against the United States in our elections, for their interference in the sovereignty of countries in Europe, from Ukraine to Georgia to Moldova, to what they have done in Syria in supporting war crimes.
Now, the Russian foreign ministry said today that it is imposing countermeasures on the U.S. in response to those very sanctions. The ministry said that the sanctions confirm the extreme aggression of the U.S. in international affairs. Effectively, Russia is bringing the number of diplomatic and technical staff working in the U.S. embassy in Moscow and the consulates general in what they call exact accordance with the number of Russian diplomats and technical staff in the U.S. And that all comes down to 455 personnel each between diplomats and staff. Pakistan's Supreme Court has disqualified Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from holding public office and ordered him to step down immediately. A spokesman for the Prime Minister's office announced shortly after the court issued its ruling that Sharif accepted the decision despite his serious reservations and relinquished charge of office. Heavy fighting broke out on Thursday as U.S.-backed Syrian fighters captured almost half of Islamic State Group's de facto capital of Raqqa. But the push into the city in northern Syria slowed due to stiff resistance and large amounts of explosives planted by the extremists. This is VOA News.